Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM to GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to The Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith, recording live on a Tuesday, knowing you're going to be hearing this on Wednesday because that's when I drop it. Nevertheless, excited about today's show. Got some great things going to be talking about today. Talk a little recruiting, some big-time announcements coming out of University of North Carolina and also University of Alabama, some big-time recruiting stuff. Got about 10 to 15 guys to talk about really quickly. Of course, I'll be tapping into that on Instant Impact, which will be dropping on Thursday. Got a sleeper of the week going back to Corona Roosevelt High School here locally in Southern California, my hometown. Got a receiver over there I really, really like. And I got some hot takes. Talk a little bit about this upcoming football season or later coming football season. Talk a little bit about the Elite 11. That's been a lot to be desired, and talk a little bit about the seniors who may lose their senior year if they graduate high school early and what that may look like. So it's an interesting show. Going to be a little short, but interesting nevertheless. Let's move along. It's time to get to recruiting.
The Transparent Truth Recruiting Report.
Fresh off the wire, cornerback Tony Grimes, the number one cornerback in the nation. You know, all of 6'1" and some change, super long, athletic, super physical. He commits to North Carolina. Coach Mack Brown getting it done on the trail. North Carolina with some big-time commitments over the last month, and I don't know if it's going to stop anytime soon. Mack Brown is a master recruiter. He was when he was at Texas. He's doing the same thing here in North Carolina. They're getting some dudes. Tony Grimes is a legitimate number one five-star overall corner, big-time player. How about University of Alabama? They get a flip. Ohio State had cornerback Devonta Smith, but he flips after decommitting. He commits to Alabama, big-time get for Nick Saban. Adding to that cornerback room with another athletic ball skills kid with size. Great job there. Moving on my recruiting line, inside linebacker Jackson Hamilton commits to Louisville. Defensive back Elijah Lloyd commits to Washington State. Tight end Terrence Ferguson out of Colorado commits to Oregon, becomes a Duck. Wide receiver, modern-day high school, Christian Dixon commits to Michigan. Wide receiver Lamike Brockington commits to Minnesota. Offensive tackle Garrett Dillinger commits to the defending national champion LSU Tigers. Offensive tackle Gabe Pitchford commits to Vandy. Congratulations to Vandy getting a guy. Deanne Siasi Finau commits to Washington, a local kid from the Pacific Northwest. 2022 linebacker Robert Woodyard commits to Alabama. Nick Saban, you know he's going to get his defensive guys. You can mark that down. Running back B.J. Harris commits to Missouri. Missouri doing a nice job here. He had another year at JUCO, but Washington State really liked him, and they took him here. So congratulations to Jalen Watkins. And then defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. Commits to Baylor, big time kid. I like this guy, Dave Aranda, doing a nice job as the head coach, the new head coach at Baylor. I like Byron Murphy a lot. Defensive tackle, interior guy, very explosive. And then tight end, Kobe Gross from Northern California, commits to Florida State. So those are my latest commitments. Congratulations to those kids and those families. If you have not committed, weigh things out, weigh your options, make the best choice for you. If you have not gotten an offer, continue to keep grinding, keep your head down, keep your foot on the gas pedal. You never know when that time's going to come, but worrying about it won't help. Let's move along. It's my favorite part of the show. Love the spine, shine the spotlight. Love the show the love. It's time for the sleeper of the week.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body Diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Wow.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Wow. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
Wow. All right, my sleeper of the week this week comes back. I'm going back to Corona Roosevelt. I like this team. I like how they're put together. They got a running back, 2022, Jazz Fong, who's really good. Of course, they got the quarterback, Xavier Ward, who I really love, committed to Washington State a couple weeks ago. But they got a receiver up over there, about 6'3", Dejion Wheeler. He's out of Roosevelt. I like him. Let me tell you why. Normally, a big guys, they can't get small and make plays. Dejion can do that. I've seen him do that, you know, at the event, at the showcase a couple weeks ago. Now, he's underdeveloped physically. He should be bigger. He should be stronger. He should probably be faster. If I was his coach, he would be. That just means I would have kept my foot on his behind and had him working. That's not a slight to the coaches at Roosevelt. Not sure what they're dealing with when it comes to Dejion, but he's got a nice little ceiling. I think that he's going to be a G5 to Power 5 guy, more likely a G5 guy. I think teams like Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, I think they're all going to kind of be after him when it's all said and done. So Dejion Wheeler, 6'3", wide receiver, about a Corona Roosevelt. He's a player. Get him in the weight room. Get him on the speed work. I'm telling you, he's going to pan out real nicely for somebody. And I wish the best for Dejion. He's a good kid. Good kid. I enjoy being around him. He's got a great smile and a great energy and spirit about himself. So congratulations, Dejion. You are this week's Transparent Truth Sleeper of the Week. Let's move along. Time for my hot takes. Hot takes. Want to talk Elite 11. First day of Elite 11. Seems like everybody was gushing over Caleb Williams. Now, I wasn't there. I'm not there. But reading the reports, my guy Brooks Austin, writes for Sports Illustrated, SI, All-American. He does a great job evaluating. He was blown away by Caleb Williams out of Washington, D.C. Okay, number one quarterback in the country. He's big time. Kids is about as natural as you can get at the quarterback position in terms of his quickness with his feet and his eyes, his release, his velocity, his accuracy. He's big time. He's a really good athlete as well. I really like that kid. And Elite 11 came out with their rankings after day two, and Caleb Williams was number one in the rankings. And, hey, that is to be expected. Right? Number one guy is number one. Sounds like we all got it right, which is cool. But there was a lot of discrepancy with the next group of guys. And going into the Elite 11 Finals, my pick to win it was Tyler Buchner. He was my pick. And by all reports, said he did not have a great day. Said he was, you know, bottom five on the day. Well, Elite 11 came out with their rankings or their day two rankings, and they got Caleb Williams 1, Tyler Buchner 2, Brock Vandergriff 3, Ty Thompson 4. Love Ty Thompson for Oregon. the Oregon commit from Arizona. Garrett Nussmeier, 6. Miller Moss, 10. J.J. McCarthy from IMG, 7. So some really good kids, really good quarterbacks. But my vote was Tyler Buckner. Okay, listen, I'm a SoCal guy. Tyler Buckner's a SoCal guy. I love the kid, love the family. He's just a great player. And I picked him to win it. Now, I know Caleb Williams is fantastic, and this is no slight against him. I just went with Tyler, and I'm glad to see he's number 2 in the day 2 rankings, and I hope he continues to move up. Elite 11 having some struggles there in terms of weather. It was raining, so it was delayed the first day. It was raining the second day. They were going to move it indoors, told the media that they couldn't be there. Then they found an outdoor facility. Then they told the media that they could be there. So it was just a lot going on there at Elite 11. Yet and still, it seems like they're holding a nice event. Hopefully the kids are having fun competing. And hopefully everybody's staying safe wearing a mask. Okay? Let's move along. I want to get to my next hot take. My next hot take, we're talking about this football season. Here's my take on it. I don't know how you play a game or games with this virus running rampant. I just don't know how you do it. You are taking on a chance that could see, you know, hundreds or thousands of people get infected at one time. I just don't think these school districts, I don't think the governing body, which is CIF Southern Section, I just don't think they're going to put themselves in that position. Just don't think it's going to happen. So here's my tip. Football season is going to be postponed until at least the springtime. At least the springtime. It's not going to be winter, not January. Ain't going to happen. It'll be the spring. You're talking, you know, March. And that's if things, you know, are okay in terms of COVID-19. Like, people are having issues wearing a mask, which is their right to have an issue. But if you want to see football, you got to wear a mask. Now, if you want to sacrifice everybody's football year, then don't wear a mask and screw it up for everybody. Okay? If you want to be a jackass. Regardless, I don't think there's going to be a football season until at least the spring, if that. Which leads me to my next point. Senior years could be lost. And I know senior years were lost this past spring for 2020 graduates. And I felt bad for that, you know, for spring sports. I felt really bad for that. Your senior year is huge. It's your opportunity. It's your chance. You've been looking forward to it your whole life. And then it gets taken away, and that sucks. And I feel for those people. But there's a good chance the senior years could be lost by a lot of elite players. Here's why. The elite kids, a lot of them, graduating early, leaving for school in January. Those elite kids, they're not staying just to play their senior year. They already have their scholarship offers. They've already committed. They're just like, screw it. We're going off to college. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. But here's the deal. Teams are going to change. Personnel is going to change. It's good, you know, high school football is going to take a hit. It's going to take a hit over the next 9 months. And, you know, it sucks. Of course, I don't want it to take a hit. I hope that, you know, the virus goes away. We can all play starting in the middle of August. I can coach my little son's little league team, and Bosco and Mater Dei can meet in the CIF championship again. I want to see Helix play. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Not into the spring, which means you probably won't see Corey Foreman again on the field as a high school player, which means you won't see Tyler Buckner, all those guys, which, you know, takes away from them and takes away from, you know, high school football fans. It just sucks. It just absolutely sucks. But it just kind of is what it is. The times that we're in, do us all a favor, man. Put on a mask. Put on the mask. Wear the mask when you can't social distance. If you got to be in a room with a group of people, put the mask on. Do things right. Can you just put the mask on? If you put it on, we can move on. And if we can move on, we can get back to normal life. Or your rights and liberties just that important where you feel like you don't have to wear a mask. Come on, man. Stop being selfish. Okay? Don't be an asshole. I need you to chill out. Put the mask on so we can move on. Those are my hot takes. I appreciate you for joining me here on The Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Until further ado, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.